Good morning. Bless the Lord for another day. And we give him thanks because he is the maker of the day. And we get to decide that we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank the Lord for this another opportunity to come to you out of the same text that we did on Monday morning. And we pick up from Mark chapter 4, verse 39 through to 41. It says, "And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" My meditation today is on the fact that Jesus is really who he said he is. He is the Lord that have your best interests at heart, and he is the Lord who will see you through. This text really begins with a command from the Lord that they should go over to the other side. And as they went in the boat or in the ship, as the text tells us, there arose a great storm. And in that storm, they thought that they would perish. And they cried out to the master, saying, "Master, carest thou not that we perish?" Jesus gets up from his slumber and speaks to the wind, and they cease, and the winds cease, and the storms subside, and there was a great calm. However, the turmoil in the apostles' life did not cease, because the text goes on to tell us they feared greatly. Jesus looked at them and asked them, why are you so fearful? You don't have faith in what I said? I told you, let's go to the other side. When God makes a promise to us, he is looking to bring that to pass. The Bible says that he watches over his word to perform it. What's amazing with these disciples is that they looked at Jesus, and now they saw him in a light that they had never seen him before. The Jesus was wondering, well, where is your faith? I've just finished feeding 5,000 with 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. I've just healed. I've just raised Jairus' daughter from the dead. I've done all of these things in your sight. And now that I come and speak to the wind and the wave, you're looking at me as if, and you're fearing greatly. You still got turmoil in your life. I'm here to tell you that our Lord is on board our ship, and God is able to blow your mind. Scripture tells us that eyes have not seen, neither have ear heard, neither have it entered into the hearts of men, the things that the Lord has in store and has prepared for us. There is no question about it. Our world has changed over these past couple of months, and we've got to be learning to adapt to new things and get used to doing things in a new way. But that by no means diminish who our Jesus is. He will come to us. He will do things to us that we have never seen him done. The truth of the matter is, every man's turmoil, every man's storm, he believes that nobody else has ever had it. Every man's storm is unique to him because he's the one feeling the pain. But I'm here to tell you, however varied and however different or however unique you may think your situation is, and however dark and however deeper you may think it is, you've got a God who will shine light on your path, who will come to you through the darkness, who will speak peace into your heart and declare your benefits even though your enemies didn't even want you to eat. There are some of you that haven't worked for weeks, that haven't worked for months, but you have a God who will still bring you water out of a rock. There are some of you who don't even have a job anymore. And you may think at 60, how do I start over? How do I start over again? My friend, just look to him. He will blow your mind. God can sustain you. We've seen him work in famines. We've seen him work when there was nothing. He fed a multitude of people scampering around in a desert and they had no food. He sent food from up above. They walked around and couldn't find water. He brought water out of a rock. I'm saying to you, put your hand in God's hand. He will show you great and mighty things. Our Lord is committed to us. He has thrown his life at us, and he has risen from the dead so that we might live. In fact, his declaration is, because I live, you shall live also. There is nothing that can stop the Lord from coming to you. There is no need for you to worry that maybe he will not come. Maybe he will not. He told you, if you seek me first, if you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, everything will be added to you. And it's that addition that he's now come to fulfill. Your cupboards are empty. Watch God fill it. Your car has no gas. Watch God move it anyway. Your children are going hungry. Watch God bring water and manna and send provisions from everywhere, because he's the God who provides. Be not afraid, my friend. Only trust him and you will see his hand move in miraculous ways in your life. God bless you.